know that's how I accumulated as many HT antennas as I do, because I was always within a couple bucks of free shipping. So it's like, well, I might as well pay for an antenna and then get free shipping instead of paying the same amount for shipping. But, well, good. I'm glad you found it. You'll have to send me a picture once that thing's done. And, yeah, I've had issues with shipping, too. I don't know what's going on. Usually UPS is pretty rock solid for me, but that thing sat from April 16th until yesterday morning. It finally started moving from Sparks, Nevada. I was pretty bummed out, but no one has those 150 RAS. DXE, I bought the last one, and it was, of course, not in their Ohio warehouse. But not to change the subject here, Sean, but I'm trying to put pieces of a puzzle together. So I saw Dave's WAN, and he was having all-star issues with FBI. We were also having weird issues and packet loss with the digital hub on my open spot. When I was talking to him on my way home, I tried my Verizon hotspot, I tried my AT&T hotspot, same exact thing. Do you think he was having, I think AT&T was having some sort of issues for his service, but I'm curious what you were able to find if you looked at the logs or anything.